When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you. Life, Love, Faith, and Family is sponsored by the generosity of CityServe. CityServe is committed to stand with Israel. Did you know a single settlement 3 miles east of Gaza produces over half of Israel's produce? For life to ever return to normal, Israel's breadbasket has to be restored. Please help now. Visit cityserve.us/LLFF. That's cityserve.us/LLFF. Any donation will make all the difference. Together, let's bring hope and healing to Israel.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. I'm Jim Kress, and on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for making us a part of your day. We appreciate your time and support for what we do to help you grow better relationships and a deeper faith. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. And if you like what you hear on today's broadcast, tell a friend and join us on social media for more content. Just go to timclinton.com to find out more. And now, let's join our host, president of the AACC, licensed professional counselor and marriage and family therapist, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Thanks, Jim. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. There's no issue in my mind more important to us right now as we stand at such a critical time like this than to fight for preborn babies and their mother's health. As we focus today on life, love, faith, and family, I want to introduce you to a special friend. Roxy Lamorges is the executive director of Preborn. Preborn is a national pro-life organization that's on the front lines every day. In addition, she is an executive life coach. She's also the author of Fashion to Reign, Living and Leaving a Legacy for Christ. Roxy, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Tim, for having us.
Hey, Roxy, as we get started, it's pretty shocking what we've been seeing lately coming out of the Democratic National Convention. Kamala Harris and Timothy Walz have been nominated, of course, as the candidates that are going to represent the Democratic Party, but their commitment to abortion has just been unbelievable. You know, the vast majority of Americans want some type of restrictions on abortion. They really do care about it. But nevertheless, it seems like this is cascading off the cliff now, Roxy. We're going to a place where they're not just talking about being pro-abortion. They're actually, it's like pro-infanticide now. What's your take on where this is going, and why is it going in this direction?
First and foremost, I think the most important thing to remember is we have a very great opportunity to just be as passionate and bold with a message of life. I'm going to take aside as a healthcare professional where I actually don't understand and agree, right? We call it reproductive health, but there's nothing healthy about it, not for the woman, not more specifically for the baby who's losing life in the process. I don't know that we can actually reconcile as healthcare providers. You're a clinician, I'm a clinician, where we could actually discount life at this rate. Even when you look at medical emergencies, we count life, cessation of life when we lose heartbeat, but for some reason, we somehow cannot wrap our minds around the thought that there's life in this womb and that there is a heartbeat in that belly, right? So I don't know necessarily how to reconcile this when they're crying out reproductive health. It is not healthy, not for the woman, again, not especially for the baby. And I think it's just going to get worse unless we actually talk about the reality of abortion, what it truly does to a woman. What are the consequences of abortion mentally, physically, emotionally? We don't want to talk about it, but the reality is abortion is anything but healthcare.
Roxy, you're out there on the front lines. You're talking to women every day, really. I've seen you have conversations with a lot of them. Roxy, what are you hearing from women? I mean, it's like they want to broad brush everyone, that everybody is running rabid in this direction. But I don't think that's true. I think women really do care about life. I don't know why this is such an emotional crazy issue, but boy, it is.
I think it's because we have blown up the minority and make it the majority's opinion, right? We actually have gotten lost in the rhetoric. We've gotten lost in the media and all these things. At the end of the day, this is what I've learned. I've been on the field for 10 years. Most women out there actually want to talk about their options, but they have not been given an opportunity what's truly out there. A regular woman that's caught up in the crosshairs of all these arguments and all of this political issues.
Roxy, I've seen some of the statistics that say somewhere around 30-40% of American women have had an abortion. And so if that narrative is even remotely close to being true, that's a lot of women who are carrying a lot of this weight, if you will, in their heart. And so do you think that impacts a lot of this and maybe silences women when they'd like to speak up, they don't, because they just can't reconcile all this in their heart? And maybe they just need someone privately to talk to so they can break through this.
Dr. Tim, you know better than I do. I love the fact that we have worked together, partnered together. And the reality is this. Unless the church talks about it, because one out of four women have experienced abortion, right? And it affects both Christian and non-Christian communities. There is shame and guilt associated with abortion. And unless we are actually educated well enough to deal with the trauma that comes with abortion, this is going to be a generational issue. This is an issue where when you look at statistics, there's going to be mothers that are going to actually propose abortions and are proponents of abortion to their young children because they have done it, because they have unresolved trauma. And they think that it's okay to keep perpetuating that cycle. And again, we're back to this is why Preborn also champions the cause of the gospel as we push for the championing the cause of life, because what we really want is long-term transformational life change in the lives of these women. We're just not concerned about this momentary crisis. We want to be there. We want to tell her truth about life. We want to educate her clearly about what it does to her physically, mentally, emotionally, what it does to her health. We want to talk about the consequences of abortion. More importantly, we want to lead her to a life-changing decision that's really going to cause her transformation. And that is simply the message of the gospel of Jesus.
Roxy, I know your passion. You have such a love for these women, and you have a love for this mission that you're on, to stand boldly for life. I know in your heart you'd love to see abortion gone, that we won't even have these conversations anymore, almost unthinkable, so to speak. But Roxy, since the Dobbs decision came down, we know that that dealt with the Roe versus Wade case, and it's gone. However, as we all know, this has kind of gone back now to the states, and this has become a state issue. Part of the Harris-Waltz platform is kind of this commitment to the elimination of state protections. What they want to do is they want to get rid of all the protections around for the unborn. And just help us understand what that means, why it's significant, and why we need to stand against that.
I have one word. It's going to be devastating. It is already devastating. I just want to share some statistics. You know, 2 or 3 years ago, we would see the national abortion rate at 826,000 a year. The reality is in 2023, abortion climbed to 1,037,000 a year, which is actually higher because the issue is still very present. Women are still wanting abortion, and there are still legal abortion, and the restrictions in some states have actually caused abortion tourism, women to leave their own states, black market abortion. So what we have dealing with, what we are dealing with right now is really a messy landscape is what it is. We have a lot of women, abortion looks different, but it's really still very much present. What it does, it just accentuates that. Here's the reality. We already have a lot of women that are experiencing devastation, and that's going to multiply. We have young girls that don't even understand the consequences of what they're doing to their bodies, and they take this abortion pill. They go home. They have this abortion. They pass babies at home. They bring past babies and fetal remains into clinics. They don't know what to do with them. And the reality is when they call the abortion clinics back, they won't answer their calls. And we're going to experience more of this. This country is already experiencing, this young generation is already experiencing a mental health crisis. Now you're going to add more trauma into that. Not even counting if they even truly understand because they're afraid to tell their parents, right? Do they truly even understand the consequences of how they can get infection? So there's just so much devastation that we're looking at. Unless we step in and do something about it, it is not good for women. I know we say that, hey, this is women's right. It is not. It is harmful to her mentally. It is harmful for her emotionally. It is harmful for her physically.
Roxy, I want to talk to you a little bit, too, also about this censorship suppression stuff. Are you guys experiencing that? I think you probably saw where Mark Zuckerberg was before Congress this week, and he admitted that they were pressured by the Biden-Harris administration to censor information about COVID-19. My thought, and probably everybody else in the country is thinking, and what else did you guys do? You hear what I'm saying? Are you seeing it? Are you guys experiencing it?
I think one of the major experiences in the movement and the movement's experiencing is just genuinely being censored as marketers, right? Just because you don't market for abortion doesn't mean you're not marketing right. So that has been the biggest issue, right? Because we don't necessarily want to do what they want us to do. And that's where the greatest battle is. It's within outreach. But at the end of the day, Dr. Tim, as always, it's going back to that. We just work around it. We push. We keep doing what we're doing. And we just focus on the woman. And if that means like it gets harder, then it gets harder. If that means that the fight gets more intense, then the fight gets more intense. But at the end of the day, we're going to save women, even if it means it's just one woman at a time.
Roxy, you've got to share a little bit about preborn. I know Dan and Valerie Steiner helped lead this. You're the executive director. But talk to us about this nonprofit pro-life organization. You guys are really a life-affirming engine for pregnancy centers across the country and more. Share with us a little bit about how it got started and why you think it's having such a significant impact in this pro-life movement.
First and foremost, preborn is 18 years old, and I just want to share our excitement. Through the past 18 years, we have seen more than 280,000 babies saved from abortion and more than 80,000 commitments to Christ. And it's kind of simple. That's all we do. And we do that through helping moms across the nation and clinics across the nation by providing free services. So we are compassion-based, clinically driven operations. And all we want to do is really help a mom make a healthy life transforming decision through the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel and her choice for life, right? So through the years, Dr. Tim, this year so far, we've already seen more than 32,000 babies saved from abortion and more than 6,000 commitments to Christ. So the Lord has blessed that even so far this year, we're already seeing the work just increase, because that's about it. We just really want to grow. Dan and Valerie has been faithful stewards of the ministry. If you've been around long enough, you've heard Preborn, probably heard Dan, very passionate, very committed to the gospel, very committed to life, and just bold and courageous and taking charge. Part of it is building relationships. We have extensive relationships and partners with clinics across the nation, and we just believe the ministry of life will only advance if we all work together.
What I love about your organization, again, is that you really are equipping these pregnancy centers. You really are out there trying to put some lift behind them. Roxy, talk to us a little bit about the strategy. You guys live in that online space. You were up there. You're getting after it. And by the way, you're connecting them, these women, to also ultrasounds and more, aren't you?
Yeah, so we provide brand new ultrasound machines across the clinic. In fact, we place 83 brand new ultrasound machines along with consultation and how to just expand operations every time we do that, all free to the clinic. We also teach clinics how to specifically share the gospel with women in crisis pregnancy and to how to practically love her into both truth and that transformational life decision. And we also provide, we're the largest provider, we provide free ultrasound sessions to mom across the nation. We provided more than 100,000 ultrasound sessions last year because we believe that, you know, she deserves the best and she deserves to be educated and she deserves actual, genuine healthcare without an agenda that just loves her.
Roxy, you know my wife, Julie. She was executive director of the Liberty Godparent Home back here in Lynchburg, Virginia, associated with Thomas Road Baptist Church for a number of years. They housed the young women who were in a situation where they needed help, and Julie loved her time at Liberty Godparent Home. One of the things we learned was there's pretty significant factor here in this ultrasound play. This imaging makes a difference. Roxy, you guys aren't just out there arbitrarily doing this. There's a reason for it. Tell us what happens when a mom sees a picture of her baby.
Yes. Like I said, when we started, it's about that heartbeat. Heartbeat clearly depicts life. 60 to 80% of the time when a mom sees the ultrasound and hear the baby's heartbeat, she changes her mind about abortion. She just does, because it is hard to deny that is life. I've seen it over and over again. I am a nurse by trade. I have performed these ultrasounds. I have seen it work miracles. I've seen very hardened hearts just soften and tears rolling down the face and moms confessing that, man, I cannot do this. That's my child. That is life in there.
Roxy, your slogan there at Preborn is saving babies and saving souls. I know you shared just a little bit about what was happening, how many people you led to Christ, but tell us again, where did that come from and the level of commitment you guys really have to that and why?
Because it's important to Jesus. I know that's like this bottom line statement, but the reality is we're really passionate because Preborn wants to champion first the cause of Jesus, the cause of Christ, and he's about the gospel. Dan Steiner is an evangelist by heart, wonderful leader, author, wonderful precedent to all of us. But at the end of the day, the heart of this ministry is the heart of the gospel. I won't be here if it's not for the gospel, right? And let me just share this because it's more important. I took care of my first patient who was beaten down by life. She was homeless. She was in addiction. In fact, the hospital called her to be unfit to become a mom. But with God's providence, she somehow ended up in our clinic. I was in California at that time, Dr. Tim, and she went in there and she was battling depression, all these things that she was just wrestling through. But she sat in front of me and all of a sudden I just felt the Holy Spirit really wanting to reach her for Christ. And I ministered, I put my intake down. I just shared, hey, maybe this is not the right like path for your life. What if there's a different option? And I just started to minister as she gave me permission. That very day, she gave her life to Jesus. She also chose life when we gave her a free ultrasound when she heard that baby's heartbeat. But more importantly, that day, when she repented, she gave her life to Jesus, her entire life changed. That was 9 years ago. Her baby is 8 years old. She is sober, free, and helping other people. And she's still fiery, passionately follows Jesus.
Amen, Roxy. I love that. Roxy, I want to ask you your prayer as you look to the road forward here. We're going to be in a pretty bumpy, stormy season between now and November. In addition, I know there's so much to do when it comes to the pro-life movement. But for those who are watching, what would you say? And if they want to engage in some way, what can they do?
First and foremost, like you said, the most important thing is you pray with us for protection. More importantly, for boldness and courage that we would, like Apostle Paul said, that we would continue to do the work that God has all called us to do. You could visit preborn.org. And there's a lot of ways to engage with preborn. More importantly, you could help touch a woman's life directly. You could underwrite a free ultrasound for a mom and give her an opportunity to hear her baby's heartbeat and make a decision for life and hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ. $28 goes a long, long way in changing lives, or $140 if you are blessed with, and you could do that monthly or one time, and it would help us really reach many more women for the gospel and for life.
So, Roxy, you're saying for a gift of $28, if Julie and I wrote a check right now, that would bring an ultrasound to a mom just so she could see her baby and have that kind of influence through preborn.
Yes, for $28, you can definitely help save a life. You can save a baby. $28 shows her, gives her an opportunity to just have a free. It's free to her. It's of no cost to her. 100% is going to the care of that woman. She sees that baby, and she also receives an opportunity to hear the message of the gospel.
Yeah. Roxy, in closing, I know you guys are so busy. You've got quite a staff, and your team, they run 24/7, 365. You know why? Because we're talking about crisis moments. There's a 24-hour window here, and we've got to step into that window. And so we applaud you and those efforts. If they want to learn more about preborn, they want to learn more maybe about how to engage, how they could volunteer, and by the way, gift. Let's go back. The website again, where can they go?
Preborn.org. You could give at preborn.org.
At preborn.org. Roxy, what a delight to have you. Please say hey to Dan and Valerie and the entire team for me, will you? And thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors, the world's leading organization for Christian mental health care providers and advocates, with over 50,000 engaged members and students. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, God's richest blessings to you all. Join us again next time, and don't forget to go to timclinton.com to contact us, or give us a call. You can call our constituent care team at 800-526-8673 for information on AACC resources, courses, scholarships, and live events. That's 800-526-8673. I'm Jim Kress. Thanks again for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Hey, if all the fruit and vegetables disappeared tomorrow, how would your family be affected? Ian Abasour, the agricultural community near Gaza, brutally attacked on October 7th, generates over half of Israel's vital produce. Families there desperately need your help to heal and recover. Please visit cityserve.us/LLFF. That's cityserve.us/LLFF. And take a moment and generously give what you can to bless Israel.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center it's just life altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for The Center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The Center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call The Center, a place of hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for The Center, a place of hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a great number of people to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at The Center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.